Yeah. Once it hits the lips, am I right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got a fucking dart in your neck. Oh, yes. Yes. God, man. What dart?
I love that shit.
Fuck, that's so good.
When he's like walking across and he's pushing the kids out of the way by their heads.
Too much.
So fucking awesome. If you are listening to me describe a scene in fucking old school, that means you've just tuned in to Tether Radio Untethered 116. Holy guacamole.
And before you complain, for those of you that I'm saying this because like I like to pretend that people are more engaged. Brutus is in jail. He is in jail right now.
That's true. He's in jail.
He was being a little bad boy. He kept jumping the dog gate and causing a ruckus. So he's in jail. He's in jail.
Dang. Every time I think of causing a ruckus, I think of, isn't that what they called it in the, Where the Wild Things Are?
I have no idea.
What was it called?
The Wild Rumpus, wasn't it?
Wild Rumpus. Yeah. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you need to start watching the live stream. So
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Just coming out the gate speaking facts, bro.
Yeah, hear, hear. All right, so this week for the alphabet game, we are going to be doing TV shows. So rack your brain, friends, and if the listeners decide to join us on Wednesdays after we record the full episode, it's very confusing because we record everything on Wednesday, but then full episode comes out the following Monday, but then the Untethered comes out on the Wednesday. So, but anyway, if you watch live, then you will actually be able to join the game because guess what? There's not enough lag. And sometimes we are absolutely stumped on some of these. So
hey, guess what? This is live and pre-recorded at the same time. So
it's true.
Rack your brain around that one.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
Absolutely. We're basically trying to do like Christopher Nolan physics here. So, but I guess let's go ahead and kick this bad boy off. Who would like to start this round? I'll start.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, and then it will go me, Larry, Allie.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Yep. All right, here we go. A, Annapolis.
Big Brother.
Oh, wait. Damn, I'm doing place. Wait, that is a show, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
I think Annapolis is
a movie.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay, how about, let's see, show...
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Nice. I don't know why I wouldn't say that. That's my son's current favorite thing. Oh, no, I know. It's the worst. But anyway, see? What did you say?
I didn't.
Did you say? Okay.
She didn't.
DuckTales. Everybody Loves Raymond.
That.
Let's just do speed round. If you can come up with one, do it.
Okay. Fear Factor.
Ooh, I like it. I can't use that.
G. Gilligan's Island.
Nice.
Girls Gone Wild.
That's not a TV show.
Hell's Kitchen.
Nice. Ice Road Truckers.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Okay. We skip Jay and we skip Daniel.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
It's Jay.
Yeah, but aren't we just going?
Well, somebody needs to do Jay. Jay went to K.
Okay. Jay, no, it's Just Dance is not one.
I know. Why did I think that, too? Yeah. Jay,
Justified.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Again, keeping up with the Kardashians because I can't think of one for some.
JK,
L. Love is Blind.
Nice. M. Wait, wasn't Monty Python's like Flying Circus? Wasn't that? Know. I'm pretty sure that was a show. Sure, it was like a sketch it. Show.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
It's N comes after N, M. M.
I was over here L-M-N-O. Okay. N. Let's go with.
God, this is so Ned's hard.
Ned's Declassified. There we go.
Oh, nice.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah, it's like yes. a kid's show. It's a kid's show. It's like, it's literally on like Disney or Nickelodeon or some shit like that.
Where are we at? O?
Yeah.
Oprah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
OP. Paula Deen's Kitchen. Isn't that a fucking cooking show?
She had a bunch of shows. I'm sure that was one.
Paula Deen's Stick of Butter. God. Isn't that every recipe for her?
Yeah.
So. I'm going to go with...
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
R.
Room Raiders.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ooh, nice. Okay. Wait, what was Leary's?
Room Raiders.
Room Raiders. Yeah, Ren and Stimpy. Nice.
S. Seinfeld.
Nice.
Storage Wars.
ST.
It's Teen Titans.
Oh my God. You're coming up with all these like kids shows, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, it works. TU.
Undressed. You remember that show on MTV forever ago?
What is that?
Oh, we were in like high school, dude.
Yeah. Let's see. UT.
U.
T U. W.
Nope. V.
What? V.
You did that last time. You forgot V last time too. You went U and then W. Which makes sense. U and then W should follow, honestly.
True.
Wait, shouldn't you and then W? Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
That's what I just said. V.
V. Bava-voom. I'm kidding.
We're just doing onomatopoeias now.
I know, seriously.
VHS Classics. I don't know. That's a series.
No.
VHS is not... That's VH1.
VH1 Classics. Oh.
My VH1 bad. Behind the Music, right? That wasn't that good. The name of that
works.
Show?
Okay. That works.
Okay, now a W.
WWE. WrestleMania.
Sure.
That works. That works. X. WX. Right?
Yeah.
Now, honestly, now.
Xena Princess Warrior. Xena
Princess
Warrior.
Very good. Yeah. Y.
Yellowstone.
Nice. And then Z.
Z.
Zumba.
There's gotta be a kid show with a Z.
Is there a Zach show?
Nah,
there's
Sweet Life
of Zach and Cody.
Zach and Cody. Yeah. Holy hell. There's gotta be an Adult Swim show with like a Z.
Did Zorak have his own show off of Space Ghost?
I don't think so.
Let me have this.
Honestly, if we keep this up, I'll All absolutely right. let you have it.
Zoo.
Oh, there's got to be something with zoos, right? Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay Zoo Makeover. I don't know.
I'm cheating.
I am too, and I'm still.
Dude, I
fucked.
Can't think of a single one.
Zorro. Sure.
Zorro.
Oh, Zorro is a show.
A show? I thought
apparently
it was
there
a
were
movie.
A few.
Okay.
Damn, dude. Yeah, I was like, literally, God. This is insane.
Yeah.
Zoo Diaries, Zubily, Zoom Boomafoo. What the
rolls
fuck?
Right off the tongue.
That's made up.
Yeah, dude, and then there's like 8 Zorros. Did
yeah.
you see
yeah,
that shit?
Yeah, we were on the, yeah, we
yeah,
were
on the
there,
wiki.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I feel like I've heard of that.
God.
But anywho, wow, we are not going
we
to spend
any more. We always think we're going to do better on that than we
dude,
do.
Dude, what happens? Like, I just immediately fucking choked.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just finished the alphabet game. If you have a suggestion for the alphabet game for us, or just a fucking like round robin game that we can play to open up Untethered, send it to tetheredradio@gmail.com. We love to get emails in general, especially suggestions for content to cover and all that jazz. Haven't gotten any suggestions lately, so
have we talked about favorite candies? What would you say? Because Easter just happened. What would you say your favorite candy is?
Ooh,
Jolly Ranchers for sure.
So
for
really, of all, really,
mm-hmm. Jolly Ranchers. Wow, that's
specifically
incredible.
The cherry ones. If you could buy just a bag of cherry Jolly Ranchers, I would be on board with that.
Yeah,
I like
Jolly Ranchers or Starburst. Yeah. You know,
okay. So
Starburst jelly beans are lit. I don't know if you've had those.
I would say I have two categories because I have chocolate and then I have fruit candy kind of thing.
Yeah.
So chocolate. By and far, Cadbury mini eggs or whatever.
I like
form.
The regular Cadbury eggs. That's like my favorite. That's
cream
my
eggs.
Full. Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. Those are good. I actually saw a. You would fucking probably love this. It was somebody took cookie dough, pressed it down into a pan to make like a cookie pie, and then put Cadbury cream eggs in it, and then put a top. Cookie part, and then they special ordered a fucking behemoth Cadbury cream egg that they like put on top of it. Oh, dude, it was like it was so over the top, but I was like, I would totally try that.
I would eat that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you ever had the ones that have caramel in them?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
God, it's so much.
It's
though.
So much.
It's a lot.
I'd rather have a normal Cadbury.
Yeah,
egg.
I'm with you though. Yeah. But I love the cream eggs. But the mini eggs, I don't know what it is about their milk chocolate.
They're
and
so poppable.
Yeah, they
Cadbury
really
makes,
are.
Makes like candy bars and stuff, and they're great too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't realize, and this is just me being stupid and unobservant, I guess. But Caramello is a Cadbury product.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, and it's fucking awesome.
It's so good.
Like, if you can find it, they're kind of hard to find. But I'll tell you what a really underrated candy, in my opinion, is Whatchamacallits.
Love a Whatchamacallit.
Like, how did that go under the radar so
But you know
hardcore?
What I'm going to throw away is a Zero Bar. Get the fuck out of here with a Zero
so
Bar.
My dad fucking loves
those. You said that. Well, we talked about that
and
one.
But he specifically loves to buy, like, a box of them and then throw them in the freezer. And like eat it like that.
I can appreciate a frozen chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan told me. Cookies.
Yeah. Jordan told me to get the cookies and cream Pop Tarts and put them in the freezer.
I didn't even know cookies and cream Pop Tarts existed.
Yeah.
Where have you been That's living awesome. Under a rock, dude?
They're like, no, they're I just. Like one of the like most like
really?
Easy to find. Yeah.
Wait, not s'mores.
Huh.
Okay.
No.
I love the s'mores ones. I don't know why. But.
I mean,
that's crazy, but you freeze it?
Freeze it and then eat it. I froze them and there they sit. I keep forgetting to ever, like.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not like, much of a cold treat guy, really. Right. So, like.
Well, the thing is you have to experiment a little bit.
So. How so? I'll tell you what was, like, surprising.
I stick
to
random
me.
Shit in the freezer
just to see if it, like, tastes better frozen.
Yes. Yes.
Don't do that with Jolly Ranchers. You're going to break your dentition.
Okay, but that would be really good if you had the self-control to not crunch them.
Sorry, yeah, Al, you were saying you said frozen, right? Or
just like I just don't eat a lot of cold treats, I guess. Like,
cold
I
treats.
Don't,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, gotcha.
And then for me, for fruit candies, because it would probably be a toss up between Fave Reds Starburst and Wildberry Skittles. I love Wildberry Skittles.
I love sour Skittles.
Oh, those are really good too.
I will eat sour Skittles until I shred the roof of my mouth.
Ugh.
And then I'll be like,
you have a hole in your tongue,
stop.
The top of your mouth is like fucking raw.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
And then you open the second bag.
Yep.
No, I've definitely been there, man. Actually, Finn did that with Warheads.
Oh, yeah.
He had like three in a row, and he's like, my tongue's kind of sore. And I was like, yes, stop eating those. Like, that shit is like rotting your teeth out at like an exponential rate. So, but oh my god, just hit the damn mic with my Fresca. Anywho, Larry, did you say what you said? Jolly Ranchers. What about chocolate? If you had to eat a chocolate, or do you like chocolate much?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think my go-to would have to be chocolate-covered almonds.
Oh, those are good.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
Have you ever had a Jordan almond?
Not the a fuck? Fan.
Yeah, my...
It's like almost
say,
like...
Did you say the fuck?
Yeah, it's almost like the shell on an M&M, but over an almond.
And it's thick. It's yeah. like a thick shell kind yeah. of thing. They're very hard. But but it is... It's literally just a sugar flavor, not like... That's like just sugar coating, like Allie was saying.
Yeah,
that's weird.
But
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like the sound of that.
You know, honestly, I don't know if I trust a motherfucker you that eats the Jordan almonds.
I don't know, man. But also, like, if we're talking about just miscellaneous Cajun boiled peanuts, like as a snack,
boiled peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah,
see, I'm too much of a texture person to eat soft peanuts.
I gotcha. Okay.
But I mean, like, I could absolutely pound the shit out of some, like, roasted Cajun peanuts.
See, I think I like cashews, but I have to remind myself that, like, they just have that texture, like they're stale.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's slightly soft. Yeah. Kind of yeah.
I got some dill pickle cashews, and they're lit, but like I have to remind myself, like, this isn't like eating peanuts. This is not going to have that crunch. Like,
can I tell you that I am waiting around, and I know it's never going to come, but I'm waiting around for Costco to fucking come out with one of those feed sacks of damn Utz. Grillo's pickles chips again.
Yeah.
And by the way, if they do it, I'm buying two bags and one is yours. Yep. So
yep. Buying a pallet of it.
Yeah. No, but like honestly, Allie was like, dude, these pickles are so good. And Grillo's, I was like, dude they have like pickled chips. And she's like, oh yeah, get them. And did I let you taste them? I can't remember.
I think so.
You tasted them or not. But dude, they were so fucking good. And I'm not like... I'm not a super big person to like a pickled chip, like pickled potato chip kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
I love that pickle stuff is becoming so trendy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we have a side group chat of just about pickles with my coworkers and I.
Yeah, yeah.
Like specifically about pickles, because we talk about pickles so much.
See, I spun up another website to battle OnlyFans, and it's called Only Pickles.
See, so, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah,
early subscriber. But
that's the problem. Is there's been a lot of requests for dick pics. I was like, dude, I'm just trying to talk about dills over here, man. Like,
see, I'm a moderator on that website, and
thank you for your service.
I have said the only way that we can allow that is if they're pickled dicks. So
pickled dicks, yeah.
Show title, if there's show ever title. Been one.
Yeah, pickle dickles, man. That's what's up. Yeah, man. Did you if you had to do a, what was your favorite candy?
Cadbury cream eggs for sure.
Cream eggs.
Yep.
But so what if you had to go fruit, or do you like fruit candy?
Sour Skittles.
Oh yeah, Sour Skittles.
But like Starburst, jelly beans. They make
those are really good.
They make ones that are just like the red flavors.
That's literally Megan's favorite thing.
And I feel
like
anything
just reds is like really good.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well,
and why did it take him so long to do that? You know? This is the thing that I really appreciate about...
That's why.
The thing that I really appreciate about Starburst jelly beans is they wised up and they said, we don't need a lime and a lemon. So we're going to get rid of the lime and we're going to do fucking green apple. And I'm here for it because I fucking love apple-flavored jelly beans. Like red apple jelly bellies. Oh, motherfucker. Yeah, I love that stuff.
Okay, but. So you've just spoken up for the 1% of Americans. Great. Awesome.
Yeah, I get mad if it's green apple. I want it to be lime.
Really? Wait, yeah. So you think that a lime and a lemon is necessary?
Yes.
Really?
No, I don't like apple flavored candies.
Just in general.
No.
Like, gotcha. I'll take a green apple Jolly Rancher, like, sucker. I'll do that.
What about what about the suckers that have the green apple?
The and caramel it's got apple caramel. Boys? Yeah. That's a different thing. Everybody likes that.
Okay, okay.
All right, so this has been Untethered number 116.
116, man. Yeah.
See you guys.
Well,
have a good night.
It was called Candy Talk 101. anywho, so now that we've told you how we rot our mouths, let us tell you how we rot our minds by reading about this shit.
So coming straight to you from PC Gamer, there's been some debate as to why Americans want Waffle House to be a stage in Tekken 8.
Okay, so, honestly, I care nothing about Tekken. But I feel like that's a really fucking cool stage.
I do care about Waffle House.
Yeah. Oh, no, I absolutely care about Waffle House. That's the thing.
Like, I mean, All-Star
Breakfast for the fucking win.
If you know me, you know that I love my Waffle House. And if you know anything about the Waffle House lore, is that, like, that's where you search for the best fighter, right? I mean, that's where Vegeta goes to train, right? So,
wait a second. Do you know a lot about Tekken?
I know it's a fighting game, and I've played it a bunch, but I don't know the lore behind it. Oh, you know? Okay. Like, it's not that deep.
Okay.
Tekken director asks why Americans want Waffle House to be a stage in Tekken 8. Obviously, it's so that the combatants can sit down for a nice waffle and cup of coffee.
Makes sense.
Katsuhiro Harada, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, is a lifelong creator of fighting games, serving as director of the Tekken series since Tekken 3, right up to the recent Tekken 8. Harada often has a lot of interesting or helpful stuff to say on social media and is quite responsive to his fans, which means people often reach out consistently with ideas, concept, memes, and downright jokes. Recently, Harada has been getting one request for the new Tekken stage, the American Southeast 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week diner, Waffle House.
Okay, so they said American Southeast 24-hour-a-day. So everywhere else is IHOP, basically? Like, what else?
I don't know.
Huddle House? Because you could fucking miss me with Huddle House.
I don't know the concentration of Waffle House geographically, so I just know that
they're, yeah, I didn't realize it was a Southeast thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of assumed they were everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
So, quote, okay, I will only ask once about this request. Why do some communities send me requests for Waffle House? Please be sure to explain the basis of for this request, including the original story, history, and background. I look forward to the, to an explanation from someone who knows more, unquote, asks Harada on Twitter. Why do people want Waffle House, Mr. Harada? Because the place has become something of an internet meme for its status as somewhere that's pretty dang cheap, open 24 hours a day, and therefore a place where drunk and high people get into fights.
So I started looking into, like, what other places were like Waffle House. And I stumbled upon a fucking Reddit post that it was like somebody posted in Ask Los Angeles. And the number one comment, which this is just fucking amazing. If the cook didn't smoke a cig in the parking lot out front and then make your food after, did you really go to Waffle House? I fucking love that shit, man.
So this is where drunken high people go into, get into fights. Fights with each other, with employees, with themselves.
Yes.
Not that I condone this, of course, but you can find any number of internet fight videos set in a Waffle House. This has been true for years and has a bona fide American Southerner. As a bona fide American Southerner, I haven't ever seen a fight in a Waffle House, but I know a dozen people who have seen some kind of conflict. Though mostly folks keep it to the parking lot if something is going to pop off.
That's because if somebody like disturbs another like patron chowing down on a fucking delicious like covered, smothered, peppered like you know, yeah. Stack of hash browns, dude. Them's fucking fighting actions. So,
This article goes on with saying the meme status of Waffle House fights went big time viral last year. Though, when a Waffle House employee in Texas got caught on video throwing a chair and
catching a thrown chair.
Catching a thrown chair. And
deftly.
What's deftly? Hey, yeah. Twirling it aside.
Yeah, buddy.
So anyway, prior to this, a real meme for Waffle House aficionados was the part where it's not just open 24/7, but it has contingency plans to be open in almost any weather conditions. This is very true. And we really do got those in often hurricane hit southeast. What? Okay. Anyway, forgive me for that.
No, we covered this.
Where you measure the severity of the weather based on if Waffle House is open or not.
Yeah.
If the power's out, they have a menu for that. if the water's not running, they have a menu for that too. The government disaster response team calls it the Waffle House Index. And wow, there's actually a link to it. So
that's there incredible.
You
go. And
it leads you to a Wikipedia page.
I didn't realize that they would actually open if they didn't have running water and or power.
I don't know if they're allowed to open without running water.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that a health?
Yeah, I don't think they can.
Okay.
Oh no, dude! It's the internet, so you know.
It's true.
Whatever.
Do we really expect PC Gamer to do their due diligence of? This comes back to us talking about the standards of journalism.
Yes.
So this Wikipedia page, like one of the last things on the introduction of it, it says the metric is unofficially used by FEMA to inform disaster response. Unofficially,
yeah.
There you have it.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope these people get their wish, because, like, honestly, I would at least look up a video to see what a Waffle House fucking level looked like. That'd be cool. Just have, like, a random, like, beat-up truck in the parking lot kind of thing that could be, like, I don't know, thrown or something.
Yeah.
That would be fun. So, all right, let's see here. Let me talk to you guys real quickly about how Amazon... Do you guys remember the Just Walk Out checkout things that were Amazon was trying to spin up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they've decided that they're pretty much not going to do that anymore.
Dang, I can't believe that.
I know. It's so surprising. And I was actually reading some comments on this... not on this article, but the Reddit post for this article. And people were saying that the issue is that, like, for instance, this one person said they tried to help another customer get something off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got it and gave it to the other person, and they got charged for it. Kind of thing.
Oh, you mean there are flaws to this?
I know. Who would have thunk it, right? So Amazon ditches Just Walk Out checkouts at its grocery stores. Amazon is phasing out its checkout-less, I hate that, grocery stores with, quote, Just Walk Out technology, first reported by The Information Tuesday. The company's senior vice president of grocery stores says they're moving away from Just Walk Out, which relied on cameras and sensors to track what people were leaving the store with. Just over half of Amazon Fresh stores are equipped with Just Walk Out. The technology allows customers to skip checkout altogether by scanning a QR code when they enter the store. Though it seemed completely automated, Just Walk Out relied on more than 1,000 people in India watching and labeling videos to ensure accurate checkouts. The cashiers were simply moved off-site, and they watched you as you shopped. That's not creepy.
I hate that.
Yeah. Once again, man, we are quickly coming up to a true surveillance state. So on Wednesday, GeekWire reported that Amazon Web Services is cutting a few hundred jobs in its physical stores technology team, according to internal emails. The layoffs will allegedly impact portions of blah, blah, blah. Another thing that they were talking about was... let's see, according to the information, 700 out of 1,000 just walk out sales required human reviewers as of 2022. Amazon was shooting for 50 reviews per 1,000 sales. So they were out, or they were over by like what? I don't even know how many. How many times is 5 going to 70? A lot.
So, isn't it an even 14?
That's probably right, isn't it?
I think so.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah, that's right.
Don't feel like doing quick math over here. So.
But anyway, so they were talking about how they're actually switching to a different style of it's not just walk out, but they're actually. Basically updating the shopping carts so that it's going to have like some kind of scanner kind of thing. And then what was it? Hang on. I'm trying to go from memory and my memory is not great. So, let's see here. Where the hell did I read that? 'Cause it's totally not in here. But anyway, so what they're trying to do at this point, here it is, the Amazon Dash Cart. So instead of just walk out, Amazon's moving toward Dash Carts, which is a scanner and screen that's embedded in your shopping cart, allowing you to check out as you shop. This makes way more sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I feel like, or at least I feel like this is a good, like, step toward maybe, like, just walk out.
Yeah.
It was like they just, like... They tried to not have their cake and eat it, but they tried to like jump forward in like using technology way too fucking far. So they are going to be moving toward these dash cart things, and they think that this offers a more reliable solution than just walk out. Amazon Fresh stores will also feature self-checkout counters from now on for people who aren't Amazon members. Did you have a question, Larry?
Yeah, my question was, I guess it could get really technical. It's like, how are they going to track the, you know, is it like you add it to your cart on your phone, or is the cart itself... like physical cart going to sense an item going in?
Well, so it says that it's got a scanner. So I'm assuming you're going to scan it and then it'll show you what you scanned on the screen it's on the cart or whatever.
Didn't Kroger try to do that at one point where like you just scan it on your phone and you check out as like you add it to your cart as you're going through the aisle? I don't know, but it kind of sounds familiar.
Does Walmart have the one that it's like you get the gun and you can just do and like, because I remember going to some store and I can't remember where the hell this was, but I was like, I'm definitely not doing that because that just looks fucking confusing. Like, because I don't like, it was just like a wall of like scanner guns, but I'm like,
yeah,
does it show you on like on this anyway? It was just. And there's like no, there's obviously nobody around to explain what the fuck's going on, yeah. You know? So, welcome to Walmart. So, we have three people that are literally managing this entire store.
A million lines, yeah. You know? So,
I'll tell you what's really interesting is the grocery stores that have started doing, it's self-checkout, but it's like a full... like
yes yeah
whatever conveyor like
it's
belt
got, it's
thing.
Got a conveyor belt in
yeah. Yeah, which is kind of neat, but like I mean I feel like we're very close to just getting rid of cashiers.
I
like,
use it at Kroger, yeah. But it's annoying because it doesn't automatically feed all the way, so if you have like three items that just kind of stack up on themselves, it stops, and so you have to walk all the way and yeah. then bag it and then walk all the way back. Again, these are trivial things to complain about, but, yeah. you know, what's the point?
I mean, I'm super fucking old school just because, like, I have, like, my favorite cashiers and shit at,
of course you do.
At
of course
Kroger.
You do. That is the most Papaw thing you've said, at least yep. today.
Oh, no, dude. Today. Yeah, I know. No, believe me. There's more from where that came from. You know that. Yep. So, but no, I like legit will like wait in line to just like shoot the shit with like, there's a girl at Kroger. And I always, anytime a new version of Cadbury Mini Eggs comes out, because you know how they have like, you know how they have like mini eggs, and they've got like fucking Christmas balls or some shit, and like harvest shit. I don't know
no,
if you know.
No, I did not.
They,
know
they
that.
Literally
no,
have one
Daniel,
for every
no
season.
No one knows
now.
About this.
Dude, that's
so
because
funny.
At any moment, I'm sitting on a small fortune of fucking like some kind of mini egg things. So
you're like some kind of mongoose out here, but instead of stealing chicken eggs, you're stealing Cadbury eggs.
Yes. Hey, man, that's the only, like, literally, I think that's the only reason that I work out is so that I can eat my weight in Cadbury mini eggs. So. But anyway, I'll always like get a couple bags, and then I'm like, hey, did you see like the harvest eggs or the harvest balls are out or whatever? And she's like, oh yeah, I already got them for my husband. I was like,
love,
all right.
I love hearing about the harvest balls.
The harvest balls. Oh my God. But yeah, so Amazon has decided that, that yeah, this is not working out, and they're basically... I mean, like, this is ridiculous that they had 700 out of 1,000 sales required human reviewers. So, I mean, it's like, and people were complaining about the fact that, like, they don't get it since they have to review it in order to charge you the correct amount.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't get a receipt.
Accurate.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't get a receipt for the shit that you purchased for, like, 3 or 4 hours. Because it had to be reviewed, obviously, prior to them giving you a receipt for it. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just, it sounds like it was just a fucking mess, to be honest with you. They said the primary role of our machine learning data associates is to annotate video images, which is necessary for continuously improving the underlying machine learning model powering.
I don't like what? That entire sentence.
I know. God, and it just ends there. That's the worst fucking part.
wait, can you elaborate on that a little bit? No. Nope.
It's like, dude, no. tell me you don't know what the fuck you're talking about without telling me you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So, but yeah, so I guess they're going to go to these dash carts or whatever. But I mean, hell, I've never even seen one of these stores. Have you?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're in like bigger cities and
yeah,
shit,
sure.
but
yeah,
like
major cities. Yeah.
Anywho, that's all I've got for that one. If I throw some shade on fucking Facebook, I gotta hit Bezos with a little bit too. So hey, Bezos, get good at the grocery game, you big fucking doofus.
I found this story, and it's a little bit older, but I still really like it, and it's actually an excerpt from a book that I've started, and then I think I'm going to like it so much that I keep putting off because I don't want to, like, be done with it. You know
oh,
how
really?
I do that with
yeah,
shit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the book's called Word Slut, and it's about a feminist guide to taking back the English language. It's really cool. It's about, like, how people police, like, how women speak and their voices and stuff. but this is from 2019, but it's still interesting.
Yeah.
So the girl that wrote this said that in 2016 she got a promo code to test out a new app that was the purpose of it was to make young people sound more authoritative.
Mm-hmm.
So it uses voice recognition and it offers exercises challenging users to practice talking without filler phrases like you know, and like, so they could appear more articulate in job interviews and presentations.
Hmm.
It launched just a day or two after a pair of media training coaches had come to visit the office where she was working as an editor for a digital magazine. And they were hired to evaluate the staff's on-camera presences
because
they were in more videos online.
Yeah.
and the coaches were about her parents' age, and they gave them a few brief on-screen tests and then determined that while I scored high on likability, I could stand to work on the number of times I used the word like in unrehearsed conversation. It's distracting, that's all. You're quite engaging otherwise. What?
There's nothing like getting rated by people your parents' age.
Oh, yeah.
That validates their opinion.
I love a boomer to tell me whether I'm relatable. Like, great. Perfect. Really worried about what a boomer thinks about my presentation.
Exactly. Yeah.
So around this time in the mid-2010s, the internet at large was having a collective freakout over Valley Girl speak. Journalists started putting out all these think pieces, you know, criticizing the word like and vocal fry. And that the way they describe that is a sound quality where you compress your vocal cords to create a low energy creaking sound at the end of sentences.
Somebody that's like really bad with vocal fry is kind of, it's hard.
Yeah, but it's also like they.
I mean, it's not one of these things that like the message is completely lost or anything, but like it's very noticeable.
Yeah.
So I'm
more down for filler stuff than the vocal fry thing. but
I mean, most people's vocal fry is not that strong to where it's distracting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Butler.
Oh, I was just going to say, just for my understanding, is that the same? Is it like kind of given like a question towards the end and like high pitch? Like
no, it's not up talk.
No,
it's like
that's when the somebody Valley Girl thing.
Yeah, when somebody finishes a sentence and they're like kind of thing.
Oh, almost. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
I always think of it as like the sorority party girl who sounds like she's hungover.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's kind of that.
That's
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Like here are this quarter's endings.
So I wasn't really sure if I wanted to go to McDonald's.
Kind of a good example or
nope.
Well, it's like oh, okay. I wasn't really sure. I wasn't really sure if I wanted to go to Taco Bell or McDonald's.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Kinda. Yeah. I feel like you guys are just kind of stretching out the last syllable though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know. It's you know it when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So using hyperbolic internet slang like OMG, I am literally dying was also much critiqued, as was speaking with up talk where you end a declarative sentence with an upward intonation of a question. Making poorly informed pseudo feminist claims about how women talk suddenly became the trendy thing for brands and magazines to do. In 2014, hair care company Pantene released an advertisement encouraging women to stop saying sorry all the time. Because now, not only does your hair need a makeover, but so does your speech. And then the next year, Guardian published an article titled, Young Women, Give Up the Vocal Fry and Reclaim Your Strong Female Voice. And Mashable released 5 Steps for, like, literally cutting the word like out of your life. I hate it. Because it is. It's like this pseudo-feminist thing where it's like, quit talking like an idiot and then people will respect you. And it's like, quit saying I talk like an idiot and just respect me.
Yeah. No, I mean, the thing is like, shit, I do it just as much as any woman does it.
It gets to that. It talks so. About specifically you. No.
But I mean, so, like, guys, I just did it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. At the height of this media frenzy, I was a 20-something female, the very target of these articles and commercials, and I had 3 concerns. 1, whether or not saying like in excess is really exclusive to young women. 2, the purpose it serves if so. And 3, why everybody hates it so much. So when they're making fun of teenage girls, imitators go for these sorts of phrases. I like went to the movies and I was like, I want to see Superwoman. But Brad was like, no way. So we like left. All so those question marks are in there.
So we like laugh.
No, I'm just kidding.
So we laugh. A Canadian study from 2000 confirmed that most listeners do in fact perceive young women to use like more often than anyone else, and that they associate the word with a lower level of education. So not
what's the demographic of this study?
You can click it. I don't know. I'm not reading the whole study. Fortunately, there are plenty of language experts who have taken like seriously enough to figure out what it actually is beyond this perception. A linguist from Pitzer College named Carmen Fott says, if women do something like uptalk or vocal fry, it's immediately interpreted as insecure, emotional, or even stupid. But the truth is much more interesting. Young women use like, vocal fry, and uptalk not as mindless affectations, but as power tools for establishing and strengthening relationships. Saying like every other word is in fact not a sign of ditziness, but instead has a unique history and a specific social utility. And young women are not the only people who do it, although they happen to do it the most cleverly. Despite the word's detractors, like is in fact one of the most versatile words in the English language. Alexandra de Arcy.
Okay, I'll die on this hill. Yeah. I think fuck is.
It is true. It is true. It is.
I'm kidding.
Alexandra de Arcy, a Canadian linguist at the University of Victoria, has dedicated much of her research to identifying and understanding the many functions of the word like. Like is a little word that we really, really don't like at all, and we want to blame young girls who we think are destroying the language. But the truth is that like has been part of English for more than 200 years. We can hear speakers today in their 70s, 80s, and 90s around little villages in the UK, for example, who use like in many of the same ways that young girls today are using it. So it's not a new thing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
According to DRC, there are six completely distinct forms of the word like. This is cool.
Okay.
The two oldest types in the English are the adjective like and the verb like. So in the sentence, I like your suit. It makes you look like James Bond. The first one's a verb. The second's an adjective. Mm-hmm. Those two likes sound exactly the same. So people don't even notice that they're different words. Then it just explains how like homonyms work. But the four new likes developed much more recently than that. And DRC says that these are all separate words with distinct uses as well. Only two of these likes are used more frequently by women, and only one of them is thought to be masterminded by Valley Girls, a.k.a. young Southern California females in the 1990s, like from Clueless and Fast Times. That one would be the quotative like, which you hear in, I was like, I want to see Superwoman. As lampooned as it is, pragmatically speaking, this like is one of my favorites because it allows you to tell a story, to relay something that happened without having to quote the interaction verbatim. I'll die on this hill. This is a thing. Because if you're telling a story and you say, so I said blah, 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 that just implies that that's a quote.
Well, and it's also it seems super fucking formal.
It does. It seems formal. Yeah. It seems which
comes back to what you were saying earlier about like building relationships, yeah, and kind of thing, that it's like, oh, well, if you actually want rapport with somebody, yeah, you're not going to say, oh, earlier today I said,
yeah,
I want to see the, quote, you know, the exactly woman. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that makes sense.
So in the sentence, my boss was like, I need those papers by Monday. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You're not repeating what you truly said, but using like to convey what you wanted to say or how you felt in that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And this very useful like continues to explode in common usage. The other like that women tend to use more frequently is categorized as a discourse marker and can be found in contexts such as, like, this suit isn't even new. A discourse marker, sometimes called a hedge or a filler word, is a type of phrase that can help a person connect, organize, or express a certain attitude with their speech.
Hmm.
Other discourse markers include just, you know, and actually. So they're kind of just filler words, just like you just put in there to, I said just like five times right there.
Yeah, no, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I say or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All the fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, first of all, I just said like.
Yeah.
And then I said
Mm-hmm.
I'll go fuck myself. Please.
So
please resume before I fucking fill this room with fucking fillers.
Scholars have a theory about why young women use this discourse marker like more. Studies on adolescent speech indicate that people hedge with like in order to partially detach themselves from the force of utterances that could be considered evaluative, either positively of themselves or negatively of others. So basically, specifically women are they're not often going to like talk positively about themselves or negatively about other people, unless you're like talking shit, you know. But
yeah, mm-hmm. I was gonna say, whoa, that second part. I know there's a woman downstairs that might disagree.
Me too. A linguist named Jennifer Coates postulates that men might use this type of like less overall due to their choices of conversational subject. Unlike female speakers, male speakers on the whole avoid sensitive topics. So men just don't generally talk about themselves or personal matters as much. So they're not throwing like in there as much.
Guys don't talk a lot. We just drink together. We do things together, but we just don't talk.
but you're not talking about like personal stuff as much, you know?
No, absolutely. Like, yeah, absolutely.
So then the last two forms of like, one's an adverb, which is used to approximate something. I bought this suit like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And again, that's kind of... It kind of replaced the word about to just approximate something.
Yeah.
And it's also that little bit of that disclaimer where someone's going to say, you didn't buy that suit 5 years ago. I'm pretty sure you had that suit when we went to that wedding in 2017. So it's been at least... Okay. Yeah. I said like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Approximately. Yes.
Yeah. It's always been used equally among men and women. So that one's not hated as much. And then last, there's the discourse particle, like, in which we hear in, I think this suit is, like, my favorite possession. This one is, like, the discourse marker, except that it's not used in quite the same way syntactically or semantically. And dudes use it just as much as women do, so they're almost never ridiculed for it. Objectively, we can see that using one, two, or all of these different likes in the same sentence isn't inherently bad. As a matter of fact, some studies have demonstrated that speech lacking likes and you knows can sound too careful, robotic, or unfriendly. Like
that
you
makes
said,
a
yeah.
lot of sense, yeah.
Ironically, the number of likes I used in that media training evaluation at work is likely what contributed my perceived likability. So
like, it's a like is a double-edged sword, basically.
Yeah. Like you come across very likable, but also I can't take you seriously because you're fucking likable.
Yes.
So the next time someone accuses you of saying like too much, feel free to ask them, oh, really? Which kind? Because ordinary speakers tend to buy into the Valley Girl stereotype so hard, blaming young women for all of these likes simply because they don't notice the differences among them.
Huh.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fascinating that
it's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's fascinating that because it's more acceptable or not more acceptable, but since guys use it also, mm-hmm. then it's seen as more acceptable or like less of like a, I'm trying to think of the word, not off-putting, but like, literally
acceptable's right. Yeah. Know?
Because you're going to notice something that if somebody else does something that you do, you're going to see it, or you're going to notice it way less.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. that's kind of what they're saying is the ones that women might use a little bit, the forms of like mm-hmm. that women might use more than men, then men are going to, that's going to stick out to them more.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just a way that a lot of women talk. Mm-hmm. And because women talk that way, other women talk that way.
Yeah.
And then men are like, you sound dumb when you say that. And it's like, no, you just don't like women. Just say that. Yeah. But it's
that
crazy.
That is fascinating.
Though. Yeah. And
I just like the language.
I love
shit,
language
dude.
Stuff. Yeah. But you can really hear a man, like if you and I read the same sentence and put the same amount of likes in them, I'm so much more like bound to be made fun of for that. Mm. And some man to be like, oh, like it's like whatever. Like, and if you read the exact same thing with the exact same many likes in it, they wouldn't question you.
So
you're just being friendly and, you know, casual. And I sound like an idiot.
I'm working on, I'm actually still working on my vocal fry. No, so my uncle pointed...
just working on language altogether.
Yes. Larry's still figured out how to read, much less speak.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah. Come on. Give me a break.
My uncle pointed something out to me that I'm trying to get away from, but it's so difficult. Saying a whole nother...
Yeah.
instead of like another kind of thing.
But there's no way to say that phrase without putting it that way.
Well, can't you just say other, a whole other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ish. I don't know. But it was one of these things that, like, then I started catching myself doing it more. You know when shit is, like, pointed out to you?
Oh, yeah, and then I'm you're just conscious like, of it.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Like, oh, you mean like the ba-dum-ba-ba.
Oh, yeah, the ba-dum-ba-ba. But hey, then we all kind of started doing it because you guys have been hanging out with me too much doing the podcast. And we pick up good habits and bad habits. So, this is really fascinating, though.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's really cool.
I'm going to read the whole book, and then I'll be insufferable.
All right, two words, prove it. Let's see here. What time is it?
It's that time.
Yeah, is it? I think it is about that time. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, y'all. Well, thank you, Allie. That was, like, awesome. No, honestly, I really did enjoy that.
It's neat. I am really fascinated with, especially, there's so many articles about how people in general police how women speak, but they don't take any of the nuance into it. They don't.
Yeah.
And who cares? Like, just let people exist.
Well, and I think that the thing that stuck out to me the most is if you once again, like you said, if you remove all of that, then it becomes
you sound crazy.
So it's like trying to not end a sentence with a preposition.
Yeah. Which just sounds
like,
crazy.
Yeah. I've tried to do it before, and I'm like, this sounds like I'm fucking trying to write a paper.
Yeah, it's like, so you're not going to be graded on how you speak in real life.
Yeah.
Like,
are you getting your thoughts conveyed to the other person?
Yeah.
Then you're fucking winning, man. Yeah. So, anywho. So, rock and roll, man. Well, that was episode 116 of Untethered. Holy shit. So, if you're still here, thank you, friendos. And, be sure to maybe try to join us live next time. Normally, we don't go too late. We start recording right around 6:30 p.m. on on Wednesdays. And normally we'll go for, I don't know, three and a half hours, something like that. So
yeah, it would definitely help our analytics. Yeah. So
yeah, man. It's just fun. It's fun to have live feedback from listeners because, my gosh, we love rubbing elbows with y'all. So y'all are a cool bunch. And
my brain broke yesterday trying to use the phrase rubbing elbows. I was like, is that even what that does that? Am I using that right?
I think I used it right.
You did. Okay. I broke my own brain and had to look it up.
Yeah. Well, I was going to use the other one that I normally use. I'm like, oh, yeah, we love rubbing titties with y'all.
Oh, no.
I'm like, wait a second. We better not do that.
I need more people to tune in to the live because if you don't, Daniel's going to cancel me. So this has to be a successful project before Daniel axes it. So keep it going, guys. Come
just
on.
Just remember the next on the chopping block.
Daniel's an authoritarian when it comes to change.
That's,
so
that's
let's
right.
Keep it going.
9999. No, I'm just kidding. Anywho, so thank you guys for joining us for little less than an hour for Untethered number 116. Be sure to check out the full episode if you missed it from Monday, and definitely check out the next full episode. If you want to check out show notes from the full episode, because I didn't plug it very well on the actual full episode. Let me see full episode one more time. You can go
to sound less professional. It's kind of, you know.
Yeah, right. If you want to go full torque, then go to tetherradio.substack.
If you want to full send it.
tetherradio.substack.com. You can find our newsletter there. Allie puts it together. It's phenomenal. It's got all of our show notes from the full episode. You can also go to tinyurl.com/tethermerch. We got some new merchandise out. Larry has been hard at work putting that shit together, right? And by hard at work, it was spun up in at least 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. So, but to be fully transparent, I think we did it within you know, logging off.
Yeah, there you go. So. There you go. But we have all of our stuff priced to literally...
Price to move.
Price to move, baby. Mm-hmm. This is our last closeout sale. Monday.
We're always on clearance.
Always, man. But no, we legit have it like a buck or two over what it literally costs. So... Yeah. And we're just doing that to get the name out because I think that organic growth with word of mouth is it's a very powerful thing, and I think that I think having a little bit of our merch in your closet and you sporting it is probably the best thing you could do for the podcast, and we appreciate anybody and everybody that has purchased something. So
yeah, so we there's a new shirt, right? That went live last week, and a trucker hat. So if the last hat wasn't your style, we have a mesh trucker hat in different color variations. Yeah. It may be your style. So check it out.
And the shirt is a Tether Radio is a cult, right?
Yeah, it's the sweater version, or it's the shirt version of the sweater.
Yeah. Yeah, which what? I love. Well, the sweatshirt.
It's a hoodie of the t-shirt.
Yes.
One of those is right.
Wait, it was a hoodie, wasn't it? Yeah, because you were talking about it. But you made the t-shirt also, right? Or was that already there?
Yeah, because Allie requested a t-shirt version of...
No, we had a t-shirt. You made me a hoodie.
The hoodie, yeah.
There. That's it.
That's what happened. All right. Well, since we can't remember what the hell happened last episode,
guys,
are we even doing a podcast anymore?
I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out for Untethered number 116. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm your degenerate Larry.
Your degenerate Larry. Nice. And we are wishing you guys a fantastic weekend. Be sure to check out the full episode on Monday. And if you get a wild hair, join us live on Wednesdays for our recording. We start right around 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So with all that being said, I hope you guys have a good one. And until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.